We have three letters from the Evening News this week.
Dennis Bacon of Aldborough asks why the increase in parking charges. Those in charge of parking in Norwich are again proposing to raise charges in the city. Why? Are they intending to reduce the number of people wishing to shop in the city? Or are they promoting local shopping? Do they not understand why shopping in the city is so popular? Is it because of a better choice of products? Or are they trying to do those things that are locally possible because of the withdrawal of services? Again, it is just milking the motorist. Does this mean that if they get away with this increase, we shall see the same increases throughout Norfolk?
Oblivious behind the phones, writes Mercia Parker of Aylsham. How I agree with a recent comment on mobile phone addiction. I find it quite upsetting when in a restaurant or cafe I see a child in a buggy or pushchair being totally ignored by mother, auntie or grandmother because they are on their mobile phones. I find myself hoping the kiddie will look in my direction so I can play peekaboo with my menu. This usually works because there's laughter and giggles, but sadly, mum, auntie and grandma still remain oblivious. How sad.
John Kenny of Acle writes of the value of updated police boxes. Imagine if the traditional blue police box had been retained in updated mobile form, equipped with all mod cons, including catering, toilet and computer facilities, to be planted in the hearts of those beats most justifying their presence, allowing officers to travel directly from home to boxes to start work, immediately obviating all that time currently wasted by officers in first reporting to parent stations for briefings and postings to beats through which they've often already passed. How many brick-built premises are currently dotted around the county, lying idle and unoccupied for large parts of the day?